Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Who's on the phone, Mom?
Oh, that was the nursery Beaver.
No fool, now we're gonna have a baby brother?
No, Beaver. This is the kind of nursery that brings plants and flowers.
Oh, I thought it was the kind that brought baby brothers.
I have to wait for Mr. Johnson to show him where to put the camellia bushes. And how I'm going to get to the market.
I'll go for you, Mom.
Hi, Babe.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, dear. Dear, I have to wait for Mr. Johnson. Could you take my grocery list and go to the market?
Well, I'd like to, dear, but don't you remember? I have a dentist appointment.
Then you can't get my groceries?
Well, I think the dentist appointment's more important. Don't you, Beaver?
Sure, Dad. If all your teeth fall out, you won't have anything to eat groceries with anyways.
That's right, Beaver. Goodbye, dear. Oh, you have an empty milk bottle in your hand.
I know.
I'll go for you, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Wally. Wally, I wonder if you'd mind going to the supermarket for me.
Well, I guess I could. I'm not hardly doing anything.
Wally, you never use not and hardly together. Either you're not doing anything or you're hardly doing anything.
Oh, I wasn't sure, so I stuck them both in.
Well, as long as you go to the market.
Sure, I'll go get my jacket.
Fine.
Oh, well, hey, Mom. You got an empty milk bottle in your hand.
Oh, Beaver. You know, both of you boys should watch your grammar.
Gee, Mom, this is Saturday. They make us watch it all week in school.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver.
Good morning, Eddie. Come on in.
Good morning, Theodore.
Eddie, how come you're only polite to me when my mother's here?
Mrs. Cleaver, is Wally ready?
Ready?
Yes, he and I had a date to go jumping this morning.
Jumping?
Yes, at the trampoline place. It's very helpful, Mrs. Cleaver. It develops your coordination and timing.
And a lot of girls hang around there, too.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Wally.
Eddie tells me you two have a date.
Oh, gee, Eddie, I forgot. I was just going to the market for Mom.
Well, that's all right. But I did break two previous engagements to go jumping with you.
Well, all right, Wally, you go ahead. I'll find some other way to get my groceries.
Gee, thanks a lot, Mom.
It's all right.
Mrs. Cleaver, you should try Cater's Market like my mother does. They deliver. Of course, it's a little more expensive.
Thank you, Eddie. Beaver, you know, I was just thinking.
Yes, Mom?
Do you think you could possibly go to the market for me?
Sure, Mom. I think I could possibly go. Hey, Beav. Just because you got to go shopping, how come I got to go shopping with you? Because you're the only kid I know who's got a wagon. Oh. Gee, Larry, don't you like to go on markets?
Uh-uh.
How come?
Well, because when I was a little kid, I used to knock things over in the market, and my mom would hit me.
Hey, Larry, look. There's a wallet.
It's just a hunk of junk someone threw away.
Look, Larry, it's stuffed with money.
Boy, there must be hundreds of dollars in there. Has it got any name on it?
Come on. Well, just stuffed with money.
Boy, it's lucky we found it.
What do you mean? Well, it's lucky I found it. You said it was a hunk of junk.
Well, I meant the wallet was a hunk of junk. I didn't mean the money was a hunk of junk. Come on, Beef. Let's go someplace and divvy it up.
We can't do that. We gotta find who it belongs to, because that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. You know, it's too bad we're not two guys from Mars who don't know what you're supposed to do. And we could spend the money on bicycles or something.
Heck, if we were two guys from Mars, we wouldn't know how to ride bicycles.
Yeah. Well, we better go tell our parents we found it.
Yeah.
We better go to my house. It's closer.
Are you sure no one around the market saw them? Two boys, Beaver Cleaver and Larry Mondello. Oh, well, if you should see them, would you ask them to call home? Thank you. Bye. Were you back from the dentist so soon?
Yep, he took one look at my teeth, said I'd been a good boy, and sent me home.
Yeah, that's very funny. Your son didn't show up at the market.
Wally?
Beaver. He was going to pick up Larry, and then he was going to go and do my shopping, and that was almost 2 hours ago.
Well, two boys on a Saturday morning can find a lot of delightful diversions. I remember when I was a kid, I used to fool around watching the milkman feed his horse or the water wagon wet down the dirt streets.
Well, that's fine, dear, but this is the 20th century. Where do you suppose Beaver could be?
Well, I don't know, dear. But if he's not back soon, I'll go look for him. I thought Wally was going to do your shopping for you.
Well, he was, but Eddie stopped by and they went out jumping.
Oh.
On the trampoline. Beaver says it's a new way to meet girls.
What won't they think of next? But this is the 20th century.
Gee, Larry, when we first came in here, I thought it was a good idea. But now I don't think so. My mom wasn't home. Where else could we go with a wallet? Yeah. Well, I just feel kind of funny sitting at a police station. How come? We haven't done anything wrong. But gee, Larry, someone might see us sitting here and think we did something to put us in jail. Yeah.
Well, hello there. Are you the two boys that found a wallet?
Yes, sir. I'm Theodore Cleaver, and this is my friend, Larry Mondello. We found it over on Grand Avenue. We're in the gutter. It must have fell there. Show it to him, Beaver.
Well, how much money is in here?
Well, we counted it three times. And once there was $87, and once there was $89, and the last time we counted it, there was $91. We were kind of nervous because we never counted that much money before.
Oh, I see. Well, if you boys will just come into the office with me, I'll make out a report and give you a receipt.
Then what happens, mister?
Well, we keep the wallet in the safe. And after 10 days, if no one calls for it, then the finder gets the money.
Boy, oh boy!
By the way, which one of you actually found it?
He did, mister. I just said it was a hunk of junk.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling, Mrs. Mondello. Yes, I'll call you back if I hear anything. All right, goodbye. June?
What is it, dear?
That was Larry's mother on the phone.
Oh, are the boys over there?
No, but they've been there because they left a note saying where they were going.
Well, where are they?
They're at the police station.
At the police station? Oh, Ward.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Well, what's the matter? Did I do something wrong?
Well, your brother left for the market with Larry this morning, and now we've just heard they're at the police station. Well,
gee, Mom, that doesn't mean they swiped anything at the market. They could have just been around when it was held up or something.
Wally, they never even got to the market. Now, I'm sure when we find out what this is all about, it'll be nothing.
Sure. You guys are probably just blowing your tops at nothing.
We're not blowing our tops, Wally.
Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad! I'm home!
Beaver, are you all right?
Sure, I'm all right.
Well, Beaver, where are the groceries?
Hey, Dad, I didn't get to get them.
Hey, how come they yanked you down to the police station, Beav?
Wally, I think I can handle this. Now, Beaver, you've been gone exactly 2 hours and a half. Now, what precisely did happen?
Well, on the way to the market, Larry and I were looking in the gutter, and we found a wallet. And Larry's house was closer, so we took it there, but nobody was home. So we took it to the police station, and in 10 days, I get to keep the money.
You found a wallet, and you took it to the police station. Beaver, are you telling the truth?
Oh, sure, Dad. Here's even the recipe the man gave me.
$89.
Wow. Boy, what a lucky goof.
Oh, sorry about the grocery order, Mom.
Oh, that's all right, Beaver. Your father and I can drive to the market.
Well, Beaver, we were very upset here. But I'm certainly proud of you that you took the wallet to the police station and turned it in.
Well, I'll see what sort of a lunch I can scrape up.
I'll give you a hand.
Wally? Do you think there's any chance that I'd like to get to keep the $89?
Well, gee, I don't know, Beav. If you think you're going to get to keep it, you probably won't.
Well, then if I think I won't get it, does that mean I will?
No, it doesn't work that way either. The best thing to do is just to wait 10 days and hope for the best.
Yeah. You know something, Wally? I wish I could go to sleep for 10 days.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Beef, what have you been writing there?
I'm making a list of the stuff I'm going to buy when I get the $89.
Yeah. What do you got on there?
A tennis racket, an army sword, a pair of hip boots.
Hey, wait a minute, Beef. What would you want with a pair of hip boots?
Well, in case there's a flood, I can go around rescuing people.
Now, you goofy beaver. Better not go counting your chickens before they're hatched.
Yeah. I guess it's the same with money as it is with chickens.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
You know, Beaver, I've been thinking about that money you found.
He's been thinking about it too, Dad. He's practically got it all spent.
Yeah. Well, Beav, I think we should make an effort to locate the owner. I think it'd be a good idea to put an ad in the paper.
Gee, Dad, I thought I was being honest enough already.
Someone may have lost that money who really needs it. You know, someone who has to buy food and clothing for a family.
Well, sure, Beav. You don't want somebody kicking the bucket just because you want a pair of hip boots.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't be lucky enough to have a millionaire lose it.
I'll tell you what, Beaver. You think it over, and tomorrow you write up a little ad, and I'll see that it gets in the paper.
Okay, Dad.
I know you're disappointed, son, but it's the right thing to do.
Wally, would it be right to pray that nobody claims the money?
Not if you put an ad in the paper. Then you'd have two things working against each other.
Hey, Wally, nobody's home. Let's call up some girls and pretend we're talent scouts.
Hello, Eddie.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Cleaver. Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, your hair looks real pretty today.
Well, you should know Eddie, being a talent scout.
Yeah.
Wally, if you go upstairs, don't bother your brother. He's working on his lost and found ad.
Oh, sure, Mom. Gee, Eddie, can't you ever watch what you're saying?
Well, how did I know your mom was hiding in the den? Hi, Dave.
Hi, Wally. Hi, Eddie. You guys aren't supposed to disturb me.
We know.
You want to hear my ad?
Okay.
I found a green wallet in the gutter with $89 in it. It was on Grand Avenue near 10th Street on Saturday. And if you lost it, you can get it at the Mayfield Police Station. Signed, Theodore Cleaver.
Well, that tells just about everything.
Look, kid, your pop said you had to put an ad in the paper. He didn't say you had to draw a map.
What do you mean, Eddie?
With all that stuff in there, the owner's going to know right away it's his.
Well, that's the idea, isn't it, Eddie?
Sure, but you can cut out all those details.
Well, that'd be dishonest.
No, it wouldn't. If the guy lost it, he knows it's green. If he lost it on Grand Avenue, he knows that, too. Just put in there, found, one wallet.
Yeah, I guess that'd be all right.
Sure. Why put in there about the police station? The guy that lost it might be a crook. Walks into the police station, they're liable to arrest him. You better leave your name out, too, boy.
Why?
Why? If the guy's a crook, he's liable to come around and rub you out for stealing his money. You're messing with dynamite, kid. If I were you, I'd just tear it up.
Well, cut it out, Eddie. You better show it to Dad. He'll fix it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Eddie, how come you're always giving Beaver the business?
I'm not giving him the business. I'm just trying to wise him up. I don't want him going out into the world and getting slaughtered.
Constable Sergeant, this is Theodore Cleaver. I just got home from school. Did they would show up the claim I filed right today? Oh, they didn't? Oh, yes, sir. I know I don't have to call up every day. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
This is Wally Cleaver calling. Yes, I'm calling for my brother, Theodore, on account of he doesn't want to bother you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Did anyone claim it, Wally?
Uh-uh.
Oh, boy!
That's right, Sergeant. I'm calling about the wallet. No, this isn't another Cleaver. This is Mondello. That's a name. I'm calling for my friend Theodore on account of his parents told him not to phone you anymore. Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Not yet. Boy, Larry, in 2 whole days I'll be almost a millionaire. Yeah.
Yes, Ward, the officer called from the police station and Beaver went right down there after school.
Well, this is the 10th day. Looks like he's going to get his money.
He was so excited and happy. He's going to give each one of us a pair of silk pajamas, and he's going to give Larry $10 just because he was with him when he found it.
Well, you know, we're pretty lucky to have a boy who thinks of other people.
Would you have given your parents silk pajamas?
Oh, dear, I was brought up on a farm. Silk pajamas were something you only saw in movies.
Theodore, if you can wait a few minutes, the sergeant will come out and talk to you.
I already waited 10 whole days, so I guess I can wait a few more minutes.
That's fine. Hello there.
Hello, lady.
Are you alone?
Yes, ma'am.
Aren't you rather young to come to a place like this by yourself?
Uh-uh. I only look young. Did you come here to be arrested?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I. Well, I came here to see about the lost and found.
Well, so did I.
Well, I found something, and they're going to give it to me.
Well, I lost something. I guess that puts us both in the same boat.
Well, I guess you lost a dog or a cat or something, huh, lady?
No, as a matter of fact, I lost a wallet.
Yes, hundreds of people lose wallets.
I suppose they do.
Was it a red wallet, or maybe a black one?
No, it was green.
Yeah, and he lost it on Grand Avenue near 10th Street, and it had $89 in it.
You must be the one who found it.
Yeah, I'm the one.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, isn't it?
You see, I've been out of town, and I just got back this morning, and I saw an ad in the paper.
We put it in there.
Well, I see you two have already met.
Yes, sir. It's her wallet.
You know, Miss Tompkins, you certainly are lucky that a nice, honest little fellow like this found it.
I certainly am, and I think he's just a wonderful boy. I'm going to take your name and address and send you the very nicest present I can find.
Gee, thanks a lot, lady.
June, I was just looking out of an upstairs window. What in the world's Beaver doing sitting out on the curb on a Saturday morning?
Dear, he's waiting for the mailman.
Well, it was 4 or 5 days ago that woman said she sent him a present. Hasn't he given up hope yet?
No. I guess when you're Beaver's age, you just don't know enough about the world to give up hope so soon.
Well, I think that's an awful thing for that woman to do.
Dear, do you think it would help if we called the sergeant and told him what she did?
What good would that do, dear? If they started arresting people for selfishness, half the world would be in jail.
Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad! Hey, Wally! It came! It came!
What is it, Beaver?
It's my present from the wallet lady. From the mailman just gave it to me. It was parcel posted.
Wow. Hey, what's all the screaming about?
It's my present from the wallet lady.
Well, she finally came through, huh?
Well, I knew she would. I knew she would. Look, Wally, it's a radio with a clock in its middle.
Boy, Beaver, and I was beginning to think that lady was just giving you the business.
It's a very nice present, Beaver. You can use it to get to school on time.
Yeah, and I can use it for good stuff, too.
You should be very happy, Beaver. That's quite a reward.
Well, sure, Dad, I knew she'd send it. All this time, she's probably been looking in the store to find something real good. Come on, Wally, let's take it upstairs and see how it works.
Boy, that sure is neat, Beaver.
It is a very nice reward, dear. When did you find time to buy it?
Yesterday, noontime. Well, I may have gone a little overboard, but I think it was worth $16.95 to restore his faith in human nature.
I think so, too.
Well, fellas, we just came up to say goodnight.
Did you finish your homework, Wally?
Yeah. Beaver was playing the radio, so I had to finish it up in the bathroom.
Oh. Well, now, Beaver, that's all right the first day, but I don't want you doing that on school nights.
Sure, Dad. Dad, would you put this in an envelope and mail it from your office?
Sure. What are you doing, sending away for something again?
Uh-uh. It's a thank you letter for the lady who sent me the radio. I called up the police station and got where she lives.
Oh, I see.
Well, I wrote her, "Dear Mrs. Tompkin, thank you for sending me the radio for finding your wallet in the gutter. Every time I play the radio or it wakes me up, I will think about you. I hope you will also think about me. Sometimes. Yours truly, Theodore Cleaver."
Hey, that's pretty good, Beav. Maybe you are learning something in school.
Isn't it all right, Mom?
Oh, yes, Beaver. It's very nice.
I'll take care of it for you, Beav.
Thanks, Dad.
Good night, fellas.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Wally.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Beav.
Good night, Mom. Wally, do you know any station that plays Indian music?
What are you talking about?
I just thought it'd be nice to be waked up by Indian music.
Look, you just gotta set it and take your chances. It might wake you up with a commercial or a weather report or anything.
It's a very sweet note, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Shame you can't mail it for him.
Well, I'm gonna mail it the first thing in the morning.
You are?
You bet I am. Maybe when that Miss Tompkins reads it, she will think about Beaver sometime.
Up next on Sanford and Son, it's the episode that launched Whitman Mayo's spinoff series, Grady, featuring Haywood Nelson of What's Happening and WKRP's Howard Hessman. Stay tuned for this Whitman Sampler next. ¶¶